Preparing safely for that July 4th celebration. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Families and friends are gathering this weekend in town and in the country to celebrate America's birthday, but as many prepare Independence Day holiday cookouts, a food safety expert reminds us of tips to prepare food safely, especially in hot weather. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
The most popular meats for that 4th of July cookout coming up is, in no particular order, hamburgers, steak, chicken, hot dogs, and ribs. And every year, USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline fields questions on how to safely prepare these meats, whether by grilling or smoking. USDA food safety expert Donna Carlson's provides one tip.
During this time of year, especially when it's very hot outside, you definitely want to keep your food and your meat on ice in a cooler. You want to keep it in the fridge until you're ready to cook it.
When a cookout takes place in above 90 degree temperatures, Carlson says storing food after cooking becomes a priority as well.
Can't leave it out for longer than 2 hours at room temperature, and if it's above 90 degrees, then you can only leave it out at room temperature for 1 hour. And if you leave it out longer than that, that's what we call the danger zone, where bacteria can rapidly multiply anywhere between 40 degrees and 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Carlson adds reminders to clean, separate, cook, and chill in food preparation, and to cook foods to proper minimum internal temperatures. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And we should all take food safety seriously. Every year, many folks end up sick and even in the hospital from foodborne illness because of food not properly cooked or cared for. Well, Americans will pay a little less for many food items this holiday. Retail food prices at the supermarket have decreased slightly for the third consecutive quarter, according to the latest American Farm Bureau Market Basket Survey. This informal survey shows that the total cost of 16 food items to prepare a meal was $46.29. That's down about 2% since the first quarter of the year. We hope all of you have a safe holiday and join us again Monday for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.